Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of bugs, the Niners just have an injury bug, Stoney, that won't go away. 1 week in, your starting quarterback's out 2-5, and then Kittle, we saw in Seattle, has got a hammy. Two dudes that got paid in this offseason. But talk to me. Throw some water on me. Tell Niner fans that Bobby Who's the reggae guy?
McFerrin.
No. Well, Bob Marley. Everything going to be all right.
I thought you meant just be at 2:46 on Tuesday. How are you feeling?
Oh, you did check. Yeah, you did.
My
check.
Bad. I was asleep, man. No more later, but for some bug.
Hey, that's enough.
5 p.m. Get well soon, brother. Keep me
in the
loop.
We got it, Stoney. Okay. We got it. My man.
I was thinking about this coming in today. And this is where today's the kind of that, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, think over the course of show after show, you know, I'm certain, you know, some kind of way. But it's days like this where you need me.
Okay.
You guys need me. And you know what?
I'm here for you. All right. What you got?
Mr. Perspective is in the house. I'll tell you what, I'm watching the show on YouTube, the previous show with Spadoni and Shasky, and I'm reading the comments, and I'm seeing people say, oh my God, what's wrong with Joe? He's miserable, he's despondent, he's a downer to the injuries,
Which one?
That's
Shasky.
Okay.
And
just being real.
I just realized this is when I come through. This is what I'm all about. People.
Talk to me, Stoney.
We're all right.
Well,
we're all right. We're 1-0.
It's bigger than the record.
No, I don't think it is.
Your starting quarterback is out with turf toe. Just real quick. Do you know what
so
ruined?
So let's pack it in.
No, I'm not saying
we're
that.
We're okay.
Do you and know I'm not what ruined the great Deion Sanders' career? Turf toe. So this thing is not just, oh, you got a sprained ankle, you'll be back. I'm just saying, Stoney, this is serious after one game. And what did you say Monday morning? You know what Brock's I'm paraphrasing. One of his best attributes is his ability to escape pressure. And you're right, his legs.
I'm not going
to
be worried about it this weekend.
Well, you don't have that with Mac Jones, who I'm a fan of. And this will be the easiest football he's played in his career, I believe, because Kyle's conducting the offense. But man, Stoney, am I off base by saying if Mac Jones played that Seattle game, he would have been on his back four times? You know, like little things like that. And I know the schedule game is on our side. I'm not coming in here faking. I'm just telling you I'm concerned because what robbed the Niners of a playoff berth last year was injuries. And here we are again. You're tight end. Couldn't even finish the game, and now out of nowhere, I'm in sick bay in the bed, and it's 2-5, and I didn't even see him get hurt. I don't know if you guys talked about it or you saw it, but apparently on the tackle or the scramble, Love tackled him from Seattle, and now he's out 2-5. That changes everything for me.
Okay, how so?
Because I don't know what to expect.
Okay, but how does it change everything? You still think you predicted they were going to win 7? They were 10-7, going to fight for the division. Why has everything changed?
Because you lost your captain, the guy that was under center, Brock Purdy.
Okay, so you're going to probably miss Brock Purdy for 2 or 3 games.
All right.
If you can't survive that, then you don't deserve it. Mm. Like, this to me is it good? Of course it's not good. But every single time we talk about a backup quarterback, we all say the same thing. You know what? Yeah, if you got to use your backup half the season, you're in trouble. But what about if you need your backup to win 2 or 3 games here and there?
I got you.
Versus Cardinals, home against the Jaguars, the Rams are going to be tough on the road, and then the Buccaneers are no picnic. But you still can win 2 out of the next, you can still win games. That's all I'm saying. Is it going to be harder? Of course it's going to be harder.
Right.
But, like, if you lose, let's say, the next three games, you lose to the Saints, Cardinals, and Jaguars, well, then...
Well,
they don't even know what to say.
And at this point, Stani and Evan won't get this reference, either of the young people out there, but there was a great show, One Day at a Time, back in the day on CBS. It's One Game at a Time for the Niners, and it's Operation New Orleans. And I had this thought last night. I'm going to give Kyle credit. Can you ask me why? Because we saw he had the Geico, which was Brock Purdy, after the Trey Lance debacle, which would have cost some coaches their job. But, man, what was behind door number two was better than actually what you got. So they got lucky, and they paid Brock Purdy. But there was a lot of scuttlebutt, and I was a part of it, not knowing or going off of Adam Schefter and Peter Kings of the world, thinking that Kyle was going to draft, if he had the opportunity, one, Mac Jones. He didn't. But for him to bring and point out and say, you know what, you can be my backup, to hell with the circus or what people are right about my infatuation with you, true or not, before the draft, for him to say, I don't care about all that. And now Mac Jones, 52 starts in his career, Stani, I believe this is the best option at backup quarterback that one could have.
Okay, well then stop writing the season off.
I didn't say that.
No, you said... Everything's changed.
Because of the unknown.
I disagree.
Like, well, what if you get the bad version of...
Well, then you're in trouble. But what right. I... And I'm not saying you shouldn't be worried. What okay. All I'm saying... See,
now,
all
when
I'm
you say that,
is,
I appreciate
it. I just
that.
Want... Okay, I'm asking 49er fans. What do we know? He's going to miss 2 to 5 weeks. You know what? I'll say it right now. I'm not expecting 5 weeks. Right. I don't think he's missing five games. But let's say he misses two or three. Two or three games. So I guess that would be my question. If Brock Purdy's going to miss the next two or three games, and Kittle's not going to be around for the next four games,
yeah.
Like, has everything changed completely? So does have the expectations of this season, have they now changed because Purdy's not playing in game two and maybe not playing in game three?
That's too strong.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not,
well, that's all I'm
now.
Saying because right. I'm just looking at the 49ers right now, and if you want to go game by game, then you can't give up because you got to go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints with a backup quarterback. Can you do that? I think that's within the realm of possibility. So for my to my way of thinking, it's a stroke of bad fortune, absolutely. He's going to miss a few games, but the big picture, if I were a 49er fan and had predicted 10 wins and my goal is to find a way to make the playoffs or better than that, even win the division,
yeah.
My mindset has not changed one bit, not one bit. If we get news today, you know what? It's more serious than that. He's going to miss 8 weeks, and then we got a different ball game. But 2 to 5, I can't imagine there are a lot of 49er fans that are saying, this is it, now we're done.
It's got to be more than that. Right, and you would be a fool if you thought that. My point is, I don't know who to blame, and at this point, Stani, what will that do for you on why this team in the red and gold continue to just endure these injuries to key cogs? So we already know you came into the season without Ayuk. D-Rob suspended. McCaffrey, 31, 32 touches was phenomenal, but now you got a backup quarterback and mobility's a point. I'll tell you what, my key to the game, you didn't even ask, is the offensive line. They cannot have the game they had last week in Seattle. I know is a good defense, but my goodness, the one thing that Mac Jones, who I think has a stronger arm than Brock Purdy, maybe can throw the ball outside the hashes more than Brock. I know that's a fact, but I do know this. He is not as mobile is Brock Purdy, and hopefully it doesn't come back down to that, but that's when you're like, oh boy, we miss Brock right away.
From the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, expectation of the next 4 weeks has definitely changed, Steiny. Come on. Like,
just because
how so? Do you like? Are you giving up on? Like, I don't understand.
Nobody's
what that
giving
means.
Up. It's just okay. Stylistically, you got to understand, Stani. This is his first start.
Okay, so he says, of course, the expectations have changed for the next 4 weeks. Okay, you got the Saints, Cardinals, Jaguars, Rams.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Why have they changed?
Because you lost your starting quarterback. That has to mean something in the grand scheme of things.
Like, what did we think before the four games we were going to do?
That Brock Purdy was going to remain upright and be your quarterback and you would have continuity.
But how many of those were we going to win with Purdy, do we think? Because I think we can still win the same amount without Brock Purdy.
You could be proven right, but... And again, you ain't throwing rocks at me or anybody thinking things have changed. It's the fear of the unknown for me.
That's fine. I'm talking specifically about the expectations of this team. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. We got Mike Yam of the NFL Network. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock today. And again, that segment brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trent Brown still out. Ruan still in at the tackle. Okay. There is a block and touchdown pass. Aguilar from the rookie Mac Jones. His first NFL touchdown pass.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Kevin Harlan, CBS Sports, on the call. Mac Jones' first career NFL touchdown, and he'll be starting for the 49ers on Sunday.
Wow.
Against the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And obviously not great news involving Brock Purdy. Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, reporting this morning after Shanahan talked about it being a long shot Sunday and then the possibility could miss multiple weeks. Rapoport's putting 2 to 5 weeks out there for Brock Purdy. So 49ers are going to have to play the next few games, next few without Brock Purdy, and Mac Jones is on the clock.
Yeah, and who better to have when you talk about the slim pickings in regard to backup quarterbacks than Mac Jones, who on his resume, Steiny, a lot of people tend to forget, took a team, the New England Patriots, in his rookie year to the playoffs. He did that, and then it got bad and ugly after that. But, you know, I look at the Kittle injury, and you see the TV screen with him with his hat on. So you know, okay, something's happened. He's not coming back, and you process it different. But Brock Purdy made his best play after he sustained what looks to be a toe injury and battling a shoulder injury on his non-throwing arm. So that's why, Steiny, as I was in the bed trying to get right when this news came down, I'm just sitting to myself, thinking to myself, like, where the hell did that come from? You know, he finished the game. And it just hits different, I guess, for me, when you see a player finish a game not looking like something's bothering them, and then you just get that cryptic news.
You know, I think sometimes we tend to overblow Kyle Shanahan's critics. I don't believe half the fan base doesn't like Kyle Shanahan or, you know, wants him fired or thinks he's not good enough.
I agree with that.
I think it's more like 10%,
right. Maybe
20%. And here's why I think that. Because when I heard the sound this morning from Rapoport saying 2 to 5 weeks, and then you start thinking about it, I'm sorry. One of the first things you think about when you're thinking about, well, what good could happen? What could come from this?
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is one of the first things that crosses my mind is Kyle Shanahan. Whatever reason, after watching him coach for 8 years, we're not going to have Purdy on Sunday. They're going to have to play with Mac Jones. And one of my first thoughts is, Kyle knows how to do that.
Well, he did it with Jimmy.
He can do that.
Yeah, he's did it with Brock.
And so that's the other thing. In like this crazy kind of way, I get it. You know, you might want a better backup quarterback or a different backup quarterback. I'm not sure I'd want too many other coaches coaching my backup quarterback to try to win a few games than Kyle Shanahan. That's the way I look at it.
I'm not mad at you. And I'll just say, you know, we've seen what he's done to Jimmy Garoppolo and the heights that he helped Jimmy get to and the team, and that was obviously the Super Bowl. Same with Mr. Irrelevant, who's now not that, so I won't even bring that up. He is the Niners' current franchise quarterback, and Brock Purdy, you've seen the success that they've had there. And, I mean, how many times have we just not thrown it around that maybe in a crazy way, Stoney, Kyle likes – not the underdog at quarterback, but he doesn't need the Dan Marino. And he's had success. So I'm excited for Mac Jones, who I don't – Stoney, I mean this. I don't think he's a bum by any stretch. I believe he'll be in the bet. This will be football heaven for him in regard to having Kyle work with him, call plays. But it's just that pressure that I think about if the Saints can generate some. Brock, his best attribute to me, Stoney, is evading the rush, and we'll see if Matt can have this same success. And maybe, hopefully, if the line does their job and has a better, you know, better game than they did last Sunday in Seattle, we won't even need to see his wheels.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You heard the news on Brock Purdy. Looks like he's going to be out 2 to 5 weeks. As of right now, just the way it goes through my mind, I'm thinking, all right, he's going to be out 2 or 3 games. If it's more than that, we'll figure it out after the second or third game. But does it change your overall expectation of this season for the Niners, knowing that Purdy may miss 2, 3, 4 games? Is that the difference? Do the 49ers have so little margin for error that could be a little too much for them to overcome, and maybe along with George Kittle, that's the way you feel? Or do you still have the same expectations? Doesn't mean you might not feel as confident. Maybe you don't feel as confident, but have your expectations changed since they got this injury news on Brock
what
Purdy?
888-957-9570. My bad, Stein. What would you say to me saying, you know what, partner, I need to wait till after
fair.
Sunday's game?
That's fair.
You know, would you give me that? Could you understand? Because, again, it's a new chef in the kitchen. But is it really? Because you talk about Kyle. Kyle's a constant. So who better, you know, outside of him, Andy Reid and Ben Johnson, guys like that that got that offensive reputation? Stoney, the thing that just has me like just bouncing off walls is this continuation of injuries with this team to like their money guys. And you're right. They might be able to go 4-0, 3-0, what have you. But I don't know how, if you did a case study and we talked about it before, these two guys were hurt. After one game, this team is losing their marquee guys. It's just crazy.
Well,
and if Trent's getting older right before our eyes, or I did hear Willard and Dibbs yesterday, the great Greg Cosell was on, and he was talking about, and it was a point, you tell me what you think, hey, Trent didn't get any work this offseason, so technically, and I'm paraphrasing, maybe week one was his preseason game. But let's hope that's it. But if he's getting a little longer in the tooth and he's not that dominant, you know, guy that we take for granted at left tackle, and the pocket's going to be collapsing more than not, I don't know if Mac Jones is a guy you want back there for 2 to 3 weeks or even 1 week.
Well, with kind of the wait and see attitude, I understand that, because you got to allow, like, I'll allow for the fact that Mac Jones could go down to New Orleans as the starter, and it just looked terrible. It's of course it's possible. Anything's possible. So if the 49ers go down there to the Saints and get beat, and Jones is getting sacked, and their offense looks like it can't execute, you know, then that's one thing. But if they can go down there and the eye test, it passes the eye test, and you're seeing a 49er team that still has McCaffrey and still has, Juwan Jennings if he plays, and all you got to do is try to get a win this weekend against the Saints, and then you'll worry about the Cardinals after that.
Yeah, and the home opener, tell me if I'm, if my math is wrong, it looks like Brock won't be playing in the home opener, right, against Arizona?
Probably not.
And I know it's Operation New Orleans, but man, I don't want to say in a crazy way, But I am excited to see how Kyle's going to try to put this together. And again, you got McCaffrey. Now I do wonder if Kyle, and he didn't say it at all this week, Stoney, if he second guesses how he used McCaffrey. But McCaffrey was, I watched the game again, he was going off the field. He was getting that breather. But now it's like a constant or a mandate that you use him with first-time starter Mac Jones, man.
This is Greg Cosell from yesterday with Willard and Dibbs talking about Mac Jones stylistically versus Purdy and how Kyle Shanahan may utilize his backup.
I think in many ways he's stylistically similar to Purdy, other than the fact that he's not as good an athlete as Purdy. I think when you put him in the context of this offense, and that's all we can do because that's what he's going to be doing, he is a timing rhythm player. He can execute the kinds of throws that are asked to be made in this offense. Now, he obviously played last year and had some ups and some downs, which was to be expected. He was in a pretty dysfunctional situation. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to come out and be unbelievable and, wow, it's special. But the way in which he plays, and I think everybody was probably well aware when he came out in the draft that it seemed that Kyle liked him, because it's that style of quarterback. He's a timing rhythm player who gets the ball out, and that fits what Kyle wants.
That was Greg Cosell talking about Mac Jones, and there you go. I mean, if he likes him, yeah, and he knows how to utilize him then.
And more important than that, also too, Stoney, is Kyle liked him. And Kyle didn't give a damn about what was going to be said and written about, you know, him and Mac Jones finally getting together. And I'm thinking, man, and only asses assume, but I assume, you know what, we'll probably see Mac Jones maybe one game at worst. And here we are, bam, after 1 week, he's up. So we'll see what it looks like.
All right, I got to read this text.
Okay, and I got something for you, too.
From the YouTube chat. This is an all-timer. I got to give this guy unbelievable credit on the one hand.
Yeah.
From 805 Dodgers, he says,
come on, man.
Is Brock Purdy a bust? You can't be a bust if you're the last player picked in the draft.
And you quarterback your team to a Super Bowl and multiple NFC championship games.
805, you should be banned.
Yeah.
You should be banned like Kramer at the fruit stand.
Oh, look at you.
You really should be. Is Brock Purdy a bust? I also don't understand the people who are saying, uh-oh, guy's injury prone. Really? Missed two games last year. One the year before.
I asked Evan in the game room. Thing. He gave it to me. His Carfax report, very minimal.
I got news for you, too. If you're playing the last game of the year, and you get a shoulder injury, and you get knocked out of the last game of the year, and then in the summer you rehab, and you're ready for the opener the following year, that's not injury prone. It doesn't matter if you can't play during the off season. Like, that doesn't matter. He didn't miss any games. Now, if you're worried about his size and the mobility, that's different. You know, he's a smaller quarterback. It's fair to worry about that. But the evidence we've seen so far, please.
Yeah. That didn't even, like, you ruined it saying it was awesome. But the bust, come on, Stoney. Dude's been to a Super Bowl, got a contract, been to multiple NFC championships. Come on now.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about Kyle Shanahan and Mac Jones. And everybody's got an opinion of every quarterback. My opinion of Mac Jones is that he is pretty ordinary. I think he's a pretty ordinary quarterback.
I'm going to give you a comp when you're done.
I think he's average. I think he's good but not great. I think he's good not terrible. I think he's like your quintessential average quarterback. So from that standpoint, when we talk about Brock Purdy, we always say he's some people think he's better than he is, some people think he's worse than he is. I'm looking forward to seeing what I consider a completely mediocre quarterback leading the Niners to see what it looks like. Because if it looks great, then you got to tip your hat to Kyle Shanahan. If it looks terrible, Well, then maybe we'll start appreciating Brock Purdy a little bit more.
And that's the fun of Sunday. Not only are you trying to go 2-0, but also, Stani, the beautiful thing about sports is we can watch the game. We can watch the throws, the command, hopefully the patience that one Mac Jones has. But I'll say this. We'll be able to find out. Like, I think Mac Jones, to me, is a poor man's Jeff Garcia. Like, I've seen some things. I think he can play. I don't think he's a scrub. And I'll say this. How do you go from leading in your rookie season a team to the playoffs – and then you're on the curb looking for work, and then you look what New England hasn't done since they've gotten rid of Mac Jones. This is probably a blessing in disguise that he is now a San Francisco 49er, but I'll tell you what, if I'm a backup in the NFL or I'm a second, third string player, guess where I want to play, Steiny? I want to play for the San Francisco 49ers because that means guys are going to get hurt more likely than not sooner than later, and my chance is going to be right up, just like Mac Jones. Like, you can't tell me it's crazy, Stani.
What is?
That they're out without Brock after week one. What do I get?
I mean.
But come on, man. Seriously.
It's not crazy. Like, it's just not. And I just curiously, yeah. Why in your mind are you like, Kittle I get, Purdy I don't?
Well,
like,
why? No, the Kittle one, from the premise of I saw him get hurt or something was going on, he pulled up on a route.
He didn't even touch anybody.
Yeah, no, but
that would worry the hell out of
Stani,
me.
You can reach for peanut butter in the refrigerator or the jelly and do something to your hammy. That's soft tissue. That was that. And then he had the hat on and they showed the replay. The twin, you play, you're an athlete, what used to be. Twinges, soft tissue.
My point is, Kittle didn't get hit.
Yeah.
Neither of them got touched.
Well, Purdy went to the ground and got touched by Love on that tackle. But turf toe, I'm just saying, again, proceed with caution.
Come on, it's turf toe.
It ruined Deion Sanders' career.
He was an athlete. I could see that.
Now, hold on. I got you.
Purdy's not in his class.
Stani, you got to wave the white flag on this. Well, you talked about, you even told Willie the Dibs Monday on the crossover.
There's no doubt it could affect him.
The way how elusive Brock is.
He is elusive.
So he uses his wheels, his lower extremities, his foot, his toes.
Nobody's career was ever ruined from turf toe. He maybe, are you serious?
Deion Sanders, it ruined him, Stani.
What I'm saying is,
I hear you.
If he's out 2 to 4 games because of turf toe, and all of a sudden it's like, this may be career ending.
No, I didn't say that.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm just saying it can linger. And especially if you use your wheels, like Burrow. I think he's your prototypical Joe Burrow, Stani. Pocket quarterback. Maybe he can get by with 3-step, 5-step, and I'm release the ball. Brock uses his toes, his legs, his feet.
Here's Mac Jones, Greg Cosell on Mac Jones' mobility. Or lack of it.
I'm always leery of making those kinds of judgments after one game because how many snaps did they play together in the preseason? Together, 5 guys, probably none. So again, I'm not going to sit here and say they'll be great. They could have some issues again. All I'm saying is I'm never comfortable after week one making a definitive judgment about a player, a team, a unit. You would expect them to be better. Don't forget they've got a new left guard. You would expect them to be better. You know, it's a pretty good Saints defense in terms of personnel, so that could cause them some issues. But, you know, I would definitely expect them, you know, to – I didn't think this was Trent Williams' best game either.
No,
I mean,
it wasn't.
You know, he didn't play all preseason. You know, no matter – look, the guys that we all know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you still have to shake the rust off. I mean, this is the first time he played, and then you're not asking him to play 15 snaps to just get a feel. You're asking him to play. I mean, they ran, 72, 73 plays. They ran a lot of plays.
That was Greg Cosell talking about Mac Jones and the offensive line and Trent Williams issues.
Hey, I got something to that. You tell me what you think. And shout out to Niner fans, Stani. They are in the chat, and they came. Patrick Willis, turf toe, had a lot to do with him and his career, mm-hmm. him hanging him up. So, again, hopefully this is – it's not severe. But, Stani, when I hear 2 to 5 weeks – like that's concerning. And now it's operation, can we get by? But just about Trent Williams. So you're telling me this is an OG, Trent Williams, headed to the Hall of Fame, but he gets the clearance to not do diddly squat in the preseason, offseason, what have you. But now you're going to use the regular season, but we're going to see the bad Trent Williams. Like, I don't like that.
You don't like that.
I don't like that. If that's the sole reason, and hopefully it is.
But he's the greatest left tackle of all time.
Well, we can't argue with that. But my point is, you got to get your ass
out
there.
Not if you're the greatest.
Because we don't got time. Because things happen, and they're happening now, for you to use week 1, 2, and 3 to get back into shape or what have you.
Well, if he
just a thought.
No, that's what he's got to do. I mean, he's old. He's old. He didn't practice yesterday either. Neither did McCaffrey. A lot of these guys didn't practice yesterday because it's a Veterans Day off. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy's going to miss Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints. And the question I'm asking 49er fans is, does it change your overall expectations of the season? I mean, obviously it hurts. Mac Jones is going to start. Kyle Shanahan. You know, this is one of those times where I always say, you know, for 8 years, we say, oh, Kyle Shanahan, he'll scheme guys open. Oh, he's great at scheming guys. He's scheming guys.
Right.
Scheming. Well, if that's his greatest attribute, then we should see Mac Jones at least be effective on Sunday.
Right.
Are we concerned about Brock Purdy's long-term durability with this, this turf toe? And lastly, Juwan Jennings, we still got to figure out if he's going to play or not.
Man, obviously at this point you want him out there, right? But you just got me thinking about Kyle Shanahan and the magic that, you know, he was able to produce with Jimmy and make him the best version of himself. It's always been the lower-tier quarterbacks that Kyle struck out on, like Brandon Allen. I know he didn't get much of a chance, but they're pretty much, if from talent perspective, I don't think there was nothing to work with. But Mac Jones can play, to me, and you are right. I'm up here barking, but I'm barking at just when will it stop as far as the injuries. And now the one thing that Niners had going for them, and you tell me what you think, is the schedule game, even after you only won 6 games last year, but that was due to injury. But can you really – do you feel confident?
Yeah.
And I'm asking you about – you know, anything could pop off. You talked about what if it went ugly or what if it went bad. And I know that could happen to any team any Sunday, but I just don't like, from a continuity standpoint, you're without your starting QB and George Kittle, as great as he is in the passing and run game, in 1 week.
Here's the other thing, and you might not like to hear it, and maybe this is where the schedule comes in. Sorry, this is where the schedule comes in. Nobody's saying these are gimme games. Nobody's saying they're automatic. But this is where the schedule comes in.
Right.
You get to play the Saints.
I got to.
Without Brock Purdy.
Right.
You're not playing a great team. And on balance, over the course of the season, you've got games like the Saints and like other teams where you're not an automatic loss just because you don't have Brock Purdy and George Kittle. So, to me, that's another a big silver lining with this schedule, especially because you got 2 out of the next 3 weeks are teams that you can beat. Mm. And I'm not even throwing the Cardinals in there, and I'm not even saying like, oh, and you're not gonna beat the Cardinals, but you know, they still have a competent coach. Yeah. They still have Christian McCaffrey, who had 31 touches. They still got Bosa. They got Warner. They got a lot of big names there. So 888-957-9570 is the number. On the other side, we'll get to a lot of your calls. The 49ers are going to start Sunday with Mac Jones under center. And Brock Purdy is going to miss.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 to 5 weeks. Have the 49ers put out an official designation for Purdy? Is he just injured and out of practice, right? Yeah. So I guess what I'm getting at is Kyle Shanahan says it's a long shot to play Sunday.
Right.
Then he says it's possible he could miss multiple weeks. And then Rappaport said he's hearing 2 to 5.
Right.
So there's still a big gray area here as far as I'm concerned.
So you say he might be back for the home opener?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
No. He will be out for at least 2 weeks. Mm.
Who said that?
Ian Rappaport.
Right. Ian Rappaport said that.
He will miss the home opener.
According to Ian Rappaport.
Which is coming from the 49ers.
It is? How do you know that?
Do you want to bet on it?
No, I'm asking how you know it.
Generally, these...
All right. I'm not...
He's a reporter. You're thinking he got it from the team. That's what Evan was kind of...
Okay. It's
safe to assume that Brock Purdy will miss the next 2 weeks, and from there he's going to be evaluated. That's what the report is.
All right, that segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.